Hey guys, welcome back to another episode. This is the first week after the Scandoval shit show dropped.
Wow.
And shit show has continued.
It's still dropping.
It's still happening. Okay. So last week we left off with the scandal. Like, it was like 2 days old.
Right.
And all we knew was like the details, like the lightning bolts and the New York incident, yada, yada. We still did not have Tom's apology to Ariana. Right. We still did not have Raquel's statement.
Yeah.
So I would like to talk about those with you.
Let me pull these up for you. We did have Tom's apology for his business, but we didn't have his apology for Ariana.
Or the relationship of 10 years. Piece of shit.
Right.
And so, yeah, go ahead.
So he later, just 4 days ago, so today's Sunday, what was that, Wednesday? He posted, I want to first and foremost, okay, you're already starting off wrong because that's not what you first and foremost did.
This is your second post.
This would be the second post. And so you're already a fucking liar and I'm in five words.
Right.
I want to first and foremost apologize to everyone I've hurt through this process. Most of all, I want to apologize to Ariana. I made mistakes. I was selfish. I made reckless decisions that hurt somebody I love. No one deserves that, to feel that pain so traumatically and publicly. No, nobody deserves to feel that pain matter what.
Period.
It doesn't matter about the trauma and the publicity of it. It matters that you're a piece of shit, whether you are filmed or not. Okay, next paragraph.
Okay.
I can only imagine how devastating this has been for Ariana and everyone around us. I feel really horrible about that. My biggest regret is that I dishonored Ariana. Not the fact that I fucking cheated
hooked
on
up
her.
With Raquel. Just with Raquel. That she's sad about it.
Just that I dishonored. Okay, great.
Yeah.
I never meant to disappoint so many people. I don't know what the goal was, but okay. I never meant to disappoint so many people, including our loving family and friends. My love for Ariana was stronger than any camera could have ever captured.
Lies.
Eye roll. Mm-hmm. Some of our best times together were never filmed. The same goes for some of our biggest struggles. I wish things happened in a different order and our relationship was not severely tarnished and that it ended with the same respect for her that it began with. I owed Ariana better. Yeah, no fucking shit. No shit. I can't. I'm sorry, guys, that I'm interjecting this, but no. I can't keep my mouth shut while I'm reading
sick.
The whole thing.
It's sick.
Last paragraph. I am beyond sad that it ended the way it did. The choices I made hurt so many people. I acted in a way that clashes with who and how I want to be. I will continue to reflect on and work on myself. I have work to do. I always have and I always will. Tom. Okay.
Fuck off.
This whole thing, this entire statement, it was like Tom Sandoval's traditional apology. I'm sorry that you feel like that, but I didn't want that, so don't blame me.
That's not how I meant it.
Right. That's exactly how this whole statement is. Like, I'm sorry, but, you know, I was just doing whatever I wanted to do, and I'm sorry that she's so hurt, but, like, I wasn't happy, so
no
that.
Regrets. He doesn't regret
right.
a thing.
He doesn't regret a thing.
And I think the part that's gross is it's very clear that he has no regrets about falling in love with Raquel. He's going to continue this relationship with Raquel. And the only 100%. Thing he's sad about is that he just didn't tell Ariana before the public did.
That's exactly it. Well, there's been speculation now where it's like he was going to come out with this after the reunion, so he doesn't have to face it at the reunion. Which I agree with. I'm sure that's exactly what was going to happen. I'm sure he was going to let it release a couple weeks before the new season started so that he could get publicity and get paid a shit ton for the new season.
Yeah. And Raquel probably knew this all along and knew he was going to choose her. So she was going along with it, being cheeky in everyone's face, thinking nobody would ever figure out what was going on.
Right.
And it's just so gross. And all these people are online are like, not all these people, sorry. A few people online I've seen are annoying because they're like, we always blame the woman. We never blame the man. We always blame the woman. Bitch, it wasn't just a woman. She was in your house, friends with your girl. She was one of the only people to be nice to her ever. She stuck up for her. She stuck up for James all the time when they were together. Like, this is not blaming the other woman. This is a betrayal on numerous, numerous levels. And Tom is just as, like, his hand is in the fire more than hers. But people are outraged because of the friendship. That's the problem.
Yeah. I don't feel like Rachel has gotten any additional...
Yeah.
Additional, like, over the top hatred than what she deserves. I think, like, you knew what you were doing. This is not a secret. This was not like some, like, whoopsie. This was a bad
choice over and over and over again. Like,
for 7 fucking months.
That's what I mean. Like, there was no, like, oh my God, we hooked up. We were drunk. It was like, no, this was a very active, involved affair.
Yeah, this was a deliberate choice.
Yeah. And it happened in their house. It happened in her face. Like, all of it is disgusting on so many levels. And the blanket statement of, I'm sorry, she deserved better, then do better. Go away now. Go away. Everyone is fucking done with you. And
it's the part where he says, let me pull it up again. It's the part where he says, I acted in a way that clashes with who and how I want to be. You are 40 fucking years old. You should have this half-ass, like, I'm not saying fully. I'm saying you should have this half-ass figured out where you know that you should not be sleeping with your girlfriend's best friend.
Even Jax Taylor isn't this messy, dude.
I feel like
a 7-month-long affair.
I feel like high schoolers have that concept down, and you're 40, dude.
Yeah. Well, he's just insanely selfish and self-involved.
Oh my God.
And like, yeah.
What in the fuck?
And we listened to Stassi's podcast on it this week, Straight Up with Stassi. And I forgot how much she hated Tom Sandoval. I forgot like how much those two would go at it. And now it makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
Because she could see right through him.
Everybody always blames Jax. Always blamed Jax when he was on the show and was like, Jax is a piece of shit. Jax is awful. Jax is this, blah, blah, blah. Which he is, all of those things. Don't get me wrong. But for Tom Sandoval to be hanging out with him for as long as he did and to be that close of friends, they had to have the same morals.
You're right. You are right. 1,000%. And not only that, I will say the difference between Sandoval and Jax is Jax would always eventually fess up. Like, he would always eventually own it. And like,
he'd be like, all right, guys, you caught me.
Yeah.
Here I am.
And he would take the repercussions, like Tom Sandoval punching him in the face or going to jail. Like, Jax is absolutely a piece of shit. I hated that guy with a passion.
Yeah.
But at least he always owned it. Whereas Sandoval's never owned the Miami girl, which now looking back on is very sus. The way he ran from the cameras and Ariana chased after him. I forgot all of that. When the Miami girl showed up and Sir was at the bar and he just like, gone.
Bye.
And everyone on the show was like, hello, that's suspicious. Why are you taking off? There's something to hide. You know? And now looking back, I'm like, holy shit. And you know what? I'm sure that wasn't the only other instance. There's no way.
I'm sure it wasn't. I'm sure that's just the one that got caught on film.
Exactly. Or the only one that was willing to talk, or the only one he didn't have signed an NDA. And now he knows better. You know what I mean?
He's just such a piece of shit. Like,
he's such a piece of shit.
Yeah. I think from the outside looking in, he looked like the lesser of the evils from between him and Jax.
Right. Jax was so shitty, he overshadowed Sandoval.
Right. But I think Sandoval is equally as shitty. He just is better at hiding what he's
doing. I think you're right. I think he's smart. I think he's more manipulative and smarter than Jax. I don't think Jax is a narcissist. I think Jax is so fucking stupid, one, and unaware of just how to be a good person. He doesn't care enough.
But he doesn't care.
I don't think he's genuinely a narcissist, whereas Tom Sandoval is genuinely a narcissist. Like, he doesn't feel he doesn't feel remorse for his actions that hurt other people. He only feels remorse for actions that hurt himself.
Right. Can I tell you something super funny? Yeah. So when Jax was posting all this stuff about how, oh, I'm going to be on Watch What Happens Live and blah, 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 like loser shit. Christian goes, let me know if he's on Watch What Happens Live. And I go, why? And he goes, because I want to watch it.
I love
and
it.
I was like, why? And he goes, because I feel like if I didn't have a conscience and I just didn't give a fuck what anybody thought of me, I would be Jax Taylor. He's like, I feel like Jax Taylor is like my alter ego spirit animal. Like if I actually didn't give a fuck. And I was like, oh, okay. I'll let you know if he's on Watch What Happens Live.
I could see that. I think, yeah, Jax is just insanely selfish and he will do right. whatever feels good for him in the moment.
Right that second. Right.
Mm-hmm. But it's not as calculated or manipulative as Sandoval. Like, no, Jax is not
premeditated.
Uh-uh. And he's not sneaky enough to carry on a 7-month long affair in his house.
No way. Jax couldn't even hook up with somebody else for one night without saying something. Like,
uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No.
So, you know that Instagram account we love, Blocked by Jax?
Yeah.
So she posted something about Rachel and it said, this chick must really love Tom Sandoval. She was front row at every single Tom and the Extra show. I was like, oh my God, that's true though. Because his band is shit. Like, why would you follow them around?
Absolutely true.
Unless you're like, yeah, the whole band knew apparently and shit. It's just like, it's so shitty. It's so shitty. But, yeah, because, but
like, I don't know, like as a band, how could you?
Well, maybe he pays them.
Maybe they weren't on that same level, but how could you just see Ariana at some of these shows with Raquel and not be like, listen, like pull her to the side and be like, there's shit going on here and you need to figure it out. Like not exactly saying like these two are hooking up, but being like, hey, like I know that you guys are like very serious and
blew her in.
Shit's weird. So figure it out.
I cannot fathom it. It's still so hard for me to wrap my mind around. And it's so crushing for Ariana on such a deep level. But I will say that all the girls' sentiment of like, this is her saving grace, I agree with.
I do too. Because I don't think she would have ever left if something like this didn't happen.
No. And I think that we touched on that last week, that it was that part of me wonders if the reason she is so depressed or struggles mentally is because of their relationship. And it just takes a different toll, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
So I am happy for Ariana. I'm devastated that this happened to her. She didn't deserve that. But she definitely deserves a shit ton more than Tom Sandoval. A shit ton more. Yeah. And she could have such a full, beautiful life. Like, even Lala, did you hear how Lala's like, dude, so many actors and musicians are asking for Ariana's information already. Like, she's going to have no trouble finding a date.
No. No. Did you see that thing that I sent you where Jerry O'Connell was on Watch What Happens Live?
Yeah, but I didn't watch it. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. So, it was really good. So,
it was like
just like a very small part of the episode. And he's obviously obsessed with Bravo.
Yeah.
But he was like, Ariana, Tom Sandoval is a little boy.
Yeah.
This is little boy behavior. He's like, I was a little boy. I met my wife because I was being a little boy. Like I was in another relationship and I cheated on that relationship because I was being a little boy. And he was like, but Ariana, actual men want to be with you. Mm-hmm. Men want you. Mm-hmm. Like, quit fucking around with these little boys that don't know what they want, that don't care about you. Mm-hmm. And you need to start fucking around with actual, real men.
I could not agree
and
more.
I was like, thank you, Jesus. And he did like, it was like a full, like public service announcement. Like they zoomed the camera in just on his face. He was dead ass serious.
I love
like,
that.
There was no smiling. There was no fucking around. He's like, I've been there. I've been Tom Schwartz and he needs to grow the fuck up.
Yeah.
He's like, I met a woman that made me grow up and that's why I am who I am today. He's like, but you need an actual man. Like,
yeah.
You're not trying to change people. You need to already be there.
Yeah. He was like talking to her like a family member. Like, listen,
yes.
I'm looking out for your best interest right. and this is what's in your best interest. Yeah.
Right.
I think that's so dope. And honestly, Ariana deserves all the support she's getting from everyone. She absolutely deserves it because she's always been an angel. And the only bad thing that's ever happened on the show that people can talk about is her depression. Like when she was a Debbie Downer, when she wasn't fun and blah, blah, blah. Like that's really the only thing unless I'm forgetting something. That
no, I mean, I think people talk about her because she started talking to Sandoval before he was done with Doty, which, like,
but she was not Doty's best friend.
No, first of all, she wasn't.
And they
Doty's
were not having
friend.
Sex.
No, second of all, I think it was more of a friendship level, and I don't think that they. I genuinely don't think that they really like. Crazy overstep boundaries, especially since Sandoval and Doty were already very far on
toxic and already cheating on each other left and right.
Right. So I don't think that that was like the end of the world. Do I think it's like a saint thing? No, but I don't think it's like the end of the world by any means. And then people were saying stuff for a while about her when her and Lala hooked up, but I don't give a fuck.
He knew.
He was in the car with them.
He okayed it because Lala asked him permission first. So that doesn't count.
Right. So I don't think that, I think those are like the only like scandal type things that Ariana's ever been in. Mm-hmm. And I don't.
They don't hold a weight to anything else that anyone's done. Kristen Doty slept with her best friend's man.
Right.
Stassi hit her, decked her best friend in the face. Like, you know what I mean? Like. These kids used to be like actual shitty people, shitty 20-year-olds trying to figure out life.
Right.
And Ariana never, ever did anything except for support Tom Sandoval. And that pissed everybody off.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
So anyways, I really cannot wait to see her glow up. Like, I cannot wait to see her.
I'm ready.
I really hope she sticks it to him. I really hope her and Katie get the sandwich shop off the ground because the amount of support they're going to have is unmatched.
Right. They have a location. There's a sign in the window already. So yes. I think it has to be like coming soon-ish.
Yeah.
They have to be on a better time schedule than the Toms because let's be honest, the Toms don't know how to wake up in the morning. So, yeah. I mean, I want to go when they open it up. I'm ready.
We're going to be there.
Yeah.
Did I send you that thing that somebody wrote on Twitter that said, Katie and Ariana, please, when you open your sandwich shop and somebody gets no tomatoes on their sandwich, please make it a thing to yell no Toms on the sandwich. And I was like, that's so clever. It's so funny.
So funny.
Uh-huh.
So funny.
So, okay. Now I want you to read Raquel's statement.
Oh.
Well, all of them. She made like two or three.
Yeah, because she's a stupid bitch.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Raquel. So her first one was done also 4 days ago. So that she posted this around the same time or on the same day that Tom Sandoval posted his to Ariana. So you know, they were probably sitting in the same room together.
Sick.
She said, I want to apologize for my actions and my choices to Ariana. So they probably wrote this together because it sounds pretty familiar. I want to apologize for my actions and my choices to Ariana, my friends, and the fans so invested in our relationships. There is no excuse. I am not a victim and I must own my own actions. I deeply regret hurting Ariana. In the time since this has come to light, I am reflecting on my choices, speaking to a counselor, and I am learning things about myself, such as my patterns of codependency and addiction to being and feeling loved. I have sought emotional validation through intimate connections that are not healthy without regard for my own well-being, sometimes negatively affecting others and often prioritizing the intimate connection over my friendships. I am taking steps to understand my behavior and to make healthier choices. Although I chose to be on a reality show, accepting the good and the bad that comes with it, beyond my own actions, I have been physically assaulted, lost friendships, received death threats and hate emails, in addition to having had my privacy violated. I have so many fucking comments.
Uh-huh.
I have begun counseling to end my unhealthy behavioral cycle, learn to set stronger emotional boundaries, and learn to protect my mental health. I don't expect sympathy, understanding, or forgiveness. Right now, I must focus on my own health. And as I strive to be a better person moving forward, I will prioritize my mental health and learn from my mistakes. Okay. Raquel, this whole statement says, sorry, not sorry.
I'm sorry, but I have all these addictions to love. Shut the fuck up, bitch.
Right.
You and then have it's like, common sense.
I am not the victim. But I have been physically assaulted, lost friendships, and received death threats. Okay, no.
No, I'm the victim.
You're victimizing yourself. You are victimizing yourself. You put yourself in a position. You know you're on a reality show. You know, first of all, your privacy, because you're on a reality show, is very limited as it is. And I'm sorry, but that's the way that reality show works. And you signed up for that.
Period.
Reality show is not a new concept when you got on the show. And so you need,
by the way, your
own fucking fault.
You were a fan, so you knew how it worked.
Right. And you wanted this life.
You wanted it.
So I don't feel bad for you that your privacy has been violated. The hate emails, I don't agree with the death threats and the hate emails. Like, I'm not that person, and I don't really care how bad you've done. I don't think anybody, like,
it's not necessary.
Right.
It's not, it's bullying.
Right. And I don't agree with that. So for that, I feel bad for her slightly. But
wait, can I say really quick?
Yeah.
The thing she said about her privacy violated, she means Tom Sandoval recording their intimate FaceTime. So she's trying to be like, I didn't know he had that video. I was violated. Like, she's trying to throw that in there.
I don't believe that she didn't know.
And not only that, but like, that's not the public's problem. That's your problem with him. We don't give a fuck. You shouldn't have been on the FaceTime, period. How about that?
Right.
How about don't masturbate on a FaceTime with a man that's with a girl for 10 years? And then we can talk about the issue of him recording you. Fine.
Right.
But you should have been engaging to begin with. So fuck off. Right.
If he was a single man that wasn't with your best friend and you were doing this and it came out that he had publicly recorded you. Okay. Yeah. Then I think that's really shitty. That wasn't the case.
Or if after it came out, she stopped talking to him, she stopped liking his post, she stopped inviting him over to her apartment. So no, I don't think you really care about that part. No. I think you care about the fact you got caught. That's it. And that really pisses me off. I'm sorry, because there are actual women who get violated, actual women who have to deal with this shit and you know, file restraining orders and whatever. You are crying wolf for a situation you signed up for. Right. And lastly, what you're going to bring up is the physical assault.
Yes.
It didn't even happen, is what we're hearing.
So the physical assault, I have so many problems with. First of all, I have said from the very fucking beginning, that is not Sheena.
Yes, you have.
That is not Sheena. Sheena is not a physical person. Sheena is like a cry and runaway person. Sheena is not like, I'm going to punch you in the face person. She is not a Stassi. She is not a Kristen. She is not a physical violence person. So when we first heard about this, on one hand, I was like, good for fucking Sheena. Like, she finally busted out of her shell and she finally like gave somebody what they fucking deserve. But then it comes out and it's like, no, Raquel had this black eye before. And Sheena posted a vlog of them going to watch What Happens Live. And Raquel has glasses and a hat and all this stuff. And
you can still see there's a black darkness around her eye.
Yes, you can see the black eye underneath the glasses. So she's going to the courts and saying, oh, Sheena gave me this black eye and this massive fucking cut on my eyebrows. And Sheena didn't do that. She already had that.
So, okay, whatever. Like, I don't like the lying. That is my problem. So we're just going to put out blatant lies.
Yeah.
So we're just lying now? Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're in trouble for lying. And now we're going to lie some more.
Right.
It makes me so mad.
Well, then she files a restraining order against Sheena.
That's what I mean.
Which we haven't gotten to yet. So now Raquel has filed a restraining order against Sheena and said because of the physical violence, she took all these pictures of her face. Okay, you're fucking Amanda Herding this whole, or Amber Herding this whole thing.
Yeah, this sounds a little really familiar.
Right. We just had a trial about this and she was found guilty.
Well, she didn't take enough notes because all she did is copy her story. It's like
we have the same pictures outside the courthouse that you're taking of your black eye to file against Sheena that Amber Heard had against Johnny Depp. Like, this is the same shit.
You know, and I think happened, and I could be wrong. My inkling is when Sheena found out that maybe she did push her against the wall. And then
I could see that.
I could see that be the extent of it.
I don't see Sheena like cranking back and socking her in the face.
Right. But because she pushed her, then Rachel turned it into this other thing of like, right. I was physically assaulted and feel bad for me because look how bad I have it right now. And it's like, no, no, no. This is what you wanted. You right. wanted to hook up with somebody's man. So this is your backlash. Why is that confusing?
Right. Right.
Because she thought she was going to get caught. She didn't have an alibi ready. Like, she wasn't prepared.
No, she wasn't at all.
Really? So,
I don't think Sheena did this. I think that the restraining order and all of that is strictly so that Raquel doesn't have to go to the reunion and face everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think that even more because part of the restraining order was, first of all, it's no contact, obviously. Can't be within 100 yards of each other physically. But then they added in a clause where they also cannot talk through an intermediary like a Zoom or anything like that. So Raquel wanted that on purpose so that she didn't even have to Zoom in for the reunion. I mean, it's plotted. The whole thing's plotted.
By her PR team too. She's smart, but she had help.
Yeah. And her PR team thinks that she's so fucked that they fired her. The same PR team that still holds Erica Jane. So they'll take on Erica Jane and all the legal bullshit that comes with that. And they fired Raquel.
Well, because she's lying.
Right. I'm like, you are so guilty. Everybody thinks Erica's guilty. And maybe she is, maybe she isn't. That's still yet to be determined. Right. But you are so blatantly guilty within days of hiring this crisis PR team that they're like, nah, bitch, not even we can help you. That's a problem.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm like disgusted. Okay, read the second thing that Raquel felt like she needed to put out.
Okay,
how long after the first one did it come out?
The next day. This is the next day after the first one. Raquel posts, this is a much smaller one. It says, besides the indefensible circumstances surrounding our relationship, my feelings for Tom have always been sincere and born out of a loving relationship. Knowing how many people we hurt, I need to understand my choices and learn to make better ones. I need to take care of my health, work, and self-growth and take time to be okay with being alone. I care for Tom and I don't want to label anything or predict what lies ahead. Right now, I need to heal. Okay, so you were violated because this man recorded you, but now you're going and posting the next day about, I love him so much and this is all true feelings and I'm just going to grow and I'm not going to label anything because we're still going to be fucking on the side. But, you know, I was violated by him. What? Okay.
Why are you making a statement about the status of your relationship with him, dude? Nobody fucking asked. That him and his 10-year girlfriend just found out. You don't need to make a statement about your relationship.
She's just digging a hole. Like,
a goddamn moron. Somebody take her fucking phone.
You're digging your own grave, girl. You're digging it deep. Like,
it makes me so sick for Ariana. Sick.
It's so disgusting. So fucking disgusting. I just can't.
I just don't have any like more words for it. I'm really hoping Bravo reschedules the reunion. They absolutely should. Because the viewers will revolt if not everyone is on that stage.
Right. And
the viewers will freak.
So right now, Sheena and Raquel have a court date set for the 29th of this month, but the reunion was set to record, I think, next week.
Yeah.
So Bravo, if they don't push back the reunion until after the court date to see what the status of this
it's going
to
get dropped.
Right.
And that's why Sheena's not talking on it, because she's like, I'm just going to wait for the court to come. Right. Like, I got nothing to hide right now.
Can we talk about how fucking funny Lala's rant was about send it to Daryl?
Oh my God, hilarious. Send it to Daryl.
Dying. And what kind of, I agree with her though, like what kind of janky ass lawyer did Raquel hire? They did not try to find the lawyers of these other cast members. They obviously have lawyers. That's not like a new fucking concept. Uh-huh. Why are they sending it to their personal emails?
Right, right. So fucking funny.
Oh my God, I was dying. I'm fucking living for Lala this whole scandal.
Okay. I love Lala right now. However, she's a hypocrite and she needs to own she's a hypocrite. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I understand. Like, did you watch this week's episode of Vanderpump?
Yes.
So you saw the whole, like, Garcelle's son and the girls. And, like, obviously he was telling them he was separated. So I get that it wasn't necessarily their fault that he was hooking
up. Yeah. So that in the media played out way differently than how it was actually filmed.
I agree.
They deliberately asked him, like, aren't you still married? Like, they weren't trying to go into that. Like, it didn't feel malicious or anything like that. It felt like they were legit.
Yeah. And they even asked about his kids. Like, they were, they were figuring it out. And so, like, I respect that.
Yeah. He lied to them. That wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
But okay. I agree with you. I think
so. She's a little bit of a hypocrite. Yeah. Just because of the way her and Randall started. You know what I mean? And I know it's not the same. I'm not saying it's the same. I'm just saying you kind of got to be careful because your past is not squeaky clean. That's all I'm going to say.
I think that the main difference between that, though, is that, like Garcelle's son, Oliver, Randall was doing this to other people and lying about his status.
True.
So I think when you don't know somebody and you don't know the status of their relationship and they're lying to you saying, like, everything's cool, I'm single, blah, 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 I think it makes it a little different than when you are best friends with the girlfriend.
Totally.
And you are well aware of the status of their relationship.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree with you. But I don't know. I just want to get to the reunion because I just want everything out there.
Yeah.
I just mention it all. Like, let's just get to the good stuff. I want to watch this season, yes, but I'm also like, okay, it sucks to watch.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, because watching Ariana with her dog dying and I don't know, just everything. I'm like, this poor fucking chick.
Right. Like, when her dog died and Sandoval's like, I just want to be there for her. The whole time I'm like, no, you don't. Yeah. No, you don't. Like, it was literally, I was literally the Khloe Kardashian when they went to Palm Springs and I was like, liar, like screaming at my TV. Like, no, you don't. Because I'm sure after this, Ariana went home and cried and you went to Raquel's house.
Oh, shit. Don't say that. That's so sad. That's like, so sad. Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. I get it.
Saying that you're going to fucking band practice.
Men, I swear to God. Men.
You have to say it at least one time an episode.
Men ain't shit. Like, honestly, it's not hard.
No.
It's not
hard. It's really not hard.
So, can you talk about the Vanderpump? Because I'm like, my anxiety is so bad now. I'm so mad about it.
I think that's it for this week. I mean, I feel like everybody's getting their full
rundowns everywhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's literally everywhere. Like, fucking CNN and the New York Post. Like, they're even broadcasting it. Like, it's a huge fucking deal. Everybody's all about it. It feels so personal. The whole scandal.
It's just because the whole. Okay, I want to say really quick. I think it's so funny when I come across those TikToks of, like, the people that are like, no, this is our Vanderpump rules. You can't come in here out of nowhere and act like you fucking care. Like, we've been here since day one.
Yeah.
This is our scandal. Like, right? All these young, like, you know, Gen Zs and whatever are trying to, like, catch up and figure out the scandal. It's like, no, unless you are a diehard fan, do not talk about it. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
No, and you don't know the weight of it.
Right. What was I going to say regarding that? I don't know why I brought it up. Oh, I was going to say, I love how, like, the younger Bravo community is, like, rallied around Ariana too.
Yeah.
And I like how on Paige DeSorbo and Hannah Burner's podcast, Paige was like, you know who's most happy about this right now? And, Hannah's like, who? Like, thinking she would say Schwartz, which is what I thought she would say. Right. She's like, Hailey Bieber. And I'm like, oh my God, she's right. She's right.
So, do you have Hailey Bieber updates for this week?
I have two. Are you ready for this? So
I don't know, but
it is rumored that this could be totally false. Keep in mind, I don't know anybody in the streets. I just hear the words. It is rumored that Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber are in the Bahamas right now celebrating a pregnancy.
What?
That's rumored. Would I be surprised? Okay. Not one bit.
No.
Not one bit. But, okay, so some of the interesting things that I didn't talk about Justin Bieber's birthday post last week, did I?
No.
Okay. So Justin Bieber's birthday just happened. Hailey posted this long, beautiful tribute, so loving, doting on her husband. Justin Bieber didn't even like the comment, so people are sketched out about that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
He posted on his social media, obviously, like his birthday party pics. And all the pictures he posts of Hailey are like not like flattering, this is my loving wife photos. Oh, but he just posted a photo of the two of them. Yeah. See? Okay. Yeah. I think they're for sure pregnant. He just posted a photo of them on a boat 2 hours ago and it says, love you, baby. In there somewhere. So I would not be surprised if we get a pregnancy confirmation. But before that, he was posting all these pictures of his birthday. Look, like just like happy. Oh, by the way, this one on his wrist. He's posing with this Selena Gomez tattoo. Just happy, happy. And then he posts a photo like this of Hailey, like, okay.
Looks pissed.
And then this is the only other photo of Hailey from his birthday party. It's her back. It's like, okay.
That's kind of weird.
It's your wife, bro. So it's been interesting, like their social media activity lately, but now he's posting, love you, baby. And they're both like half naked on a boat. So I would be 0% surprised if we hear about a pregnancy. But so that is number one. Number two, Selena Gomez a couple days ago. So we talked about how it's come out that Hailey Bieber is just a Selena Gomez fan.
Right.
Like beyond. Like yeah, beyond.
Like a super fan.
Mm-hmm. So Selena Gomez 4 days ago post a picture of younger her. So cute.
So cute. That was like her Barney days.
Yes. And it says, dear younger me, please don't be afraid to ask for help. And she's like quoting something for International Women's Day. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So then I sent you this TikTok that, hold on, let me pull it up so I could relook at it. Okay. So then Hailey posts on her story. I think it was like 1 or 2 days later. A photo of herself as a little girl around the same age as the one Selena posted. And it says, hugging this little girl extra tight. And it's like, okay. If everybody online right now is talking about how you are a super fan.
Right.
Stop copying her. Can you?
Well,
is that possible?
It would be one thing to me. Like, I wouldn't think anything about it if this was a trend where everybody was like, I just want to say to my younger self. Like, I'd be like, okay, well, that's not very suspicious. But this isn't a trend right now.
Selena Gomez
was the only one that's done this.
It's a copycat. It's a copycat. You cannot convince me otherwise. This bitch, the amount of tweets that have come up about her being obsessed with Selena Gomez, her and Justin Bieber are goals. Her and Justin Bieber would make the cutest babies. Please get married. Like, and then you're copying her outfits. You're copying her direct words in verbatim in interviews. Like,
it's too much.
And like, as Justin Bieber, wouldn't you be creeped out?
I mean, yeah, but I don't think Justin Bieber ever wanted to not be with Selena Gomez. I think Selena Gomez broke up with him because he was so fucking toxic to her mental state that I don't think that was a him choice. I think that was a her choice.
So wild. So
it's fucking weird. Like,
it's weird as fuck. Celebrities are so weird. And a lot of there's speculation of like, what did the Baldwins like get Justin to agree to, like, what did they have to gain from this? You know what I mean? Like speculating that there's more going on, which there very well could be because everyone can be bought. But
did you see that interview that came out recently? And I don't think anybody really like paid that much attention to it, but it was when Demi Lovato took over for the Ellen show for a week. And Justin Bieber was on there as a guest. And she was like, so how did you and Hailey meet? And the whole time, I bet he said it like four or five times. He's like, I think it was just like an arranged marriage. I think this was like arranged. I think it was arranged, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's fucking weird. That means somebody wanted to use your publicity to marry into their family so that they could get that publicity.
Right.
Why else would it be arranged?
Yeah, that was, totally agree with
it
you.
It was odd to me. That was, that interview that I saw was very strange.
So I don't know what the fuck's going on there, but I just find it like interesting. I don't know. Fascinating, if you will. Deranged. All the above.
I think that's the word.
I feel like there was one other thing. Oh, I want to talk about, did you watch this week's Summer House?
Yes. Fucking love those idiots so much.
Fucking morons. Talk to me.
So, I just...
First of all, I love this crew. I'm obsessed.
The only one that I don't am not like absolutely obsessed with is Gabby. And I think she's just too...
Which one's Gabby? One that Danielle was hooking up with her boyfriend?
Yes.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, she's not super relatable.
No, not at all. I think she's just too... I think she's too high class than for what we want for a party summer house.
Yeah. That's a good way to put it. Yeah, like,
She's too affluent. We want fucking trash.
Yeah, we need trash.
I'm sorry. You're too nice and you're too sweet and you have your life too far together to be hanging out with these fucking losers. So
right.
Anyways, so this whole Kyle, first of all, I'm really tired of hearing about the Kyle Carl drama. First of all, I think Kyle needs to grow up and realize that like you can run a business and you can do all this stuff without Carl, and business and pleasure does not mix well together. And Carl's over it and doesn't feel appreciated. And now it's hurting your relationship.
Yeah. But just let him go.
I also think that Carl wouldn't feel quite so severely about all this if he wasn't with the toxic bitch, Lindsay.
That knows how to manipulate people, that knows how to get what she wants.
Her job is PR.
Yeah. Her job is to flip a story.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I'm tired of hearing about it, to be really honest with you.
I agree. Honestly, Carl and Lindsay can go. They bring nothing to the show. Nothing
like positive for sure.
Carl sat there like a little bitch boy when Kyle was going off, because I think that Carl like sees what's going on with Lindsay. I think that he sees her for what she's worth, but he either A, loves her too much, or B, doesn't care enough to like put a stop to it or change it. You know,
if somebody ever talked to me like that and Christian sat there with a smirk on his face. And said absolutely nothing, I would be beyond myself. Beyond.
As you should be.
There's no way that I would just fucking take that. And I would be like Danielle towards my own spouse. Like, what in the fuck are you doing? You're just sitting there doing absolutely nothing.
I totally agree.
So the whole Danielle and Amanda thing, where Amanda starts crying because Danielle says, you know, I think she's the least trustworthy. I don't know why Amanda got so upset.
I don't know either.
Because Amanda and Danielle are not like that close. So it's not like Paige said something where they talk every day and they're best friends and they're this and they're that. Like, it's not like this close relationship. She obviously knows Danielle is best friends with Lindsay. So at this point still, so I don't know why that would be so shocking for her to hear. And I don't know why that upset her so much. I think she's got her own personal things going on. And that was just like the straw that broke the camel's back.
I agree with you.
But I don't think that anger should have been directed at Danielle.
I agree with you. But I will say, if somebody was like a ride or die like that for Lindsay, and Lindsay is the person she is, I wouldn't really trust that person either. Like, I would seriously question that person a lot, I guess, is the better way to put it. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I just would question their I don't know. They're just general, like, understanding of reality, honestly. Because right. How can you be around somebody like Lindsay for as long as Danielle has and not understand why she cannot keep a man, why she has problems with women all the time, the way she talks to people? Like, I'm sorry. I wouldn't, like, if you were like that, if you were that unhinged every time we hung out with people, I wouldn't want to be around it.
Right.
Like, she's right, unhinged. And so the same way that, like, Tom Sandoval and Jax being friends for this long, like, something has to be up with Tom Sandoval. I feel the same way about Danielle. Like, yeah. If you and Lindsay are this close for this long, three amigos, la, 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 whatever, you're suspicious too.
Yeah.
Your moral compass and your judgment of character is also in question now.
But I almost wonder if that's why they fall out.
Because she finally calls her out, or?
Yeah, because I mean, we don't know exactly what the catalyst of them arguing and, like, not being friends anymore is in the first place.
Yeah.
But I almost wonder, because even when Kyle went into Danielle's room really late at night and he was like, this whole Carl Lindsay thing is fucking weird. Like, they're both different. They're both this. And Danielle was like, I know, it's uncomfortable to be around them. Like, I don't know my place. I don't know this. Like, you can tell Danielle's already very insecure in her relationship with Lindsay at this point. And
100%.
I feel like she's still writing for Lindsay because she feels like that's what she has to do. And she's like, subconsciously, she's thinking this will get better. This will get better. It'll be okay. Blah, blah, blah. But she's not comfortable. She doesn't want to be their friend.
I think she's heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I think the more that time goes on, the more she's realizing, like, my friends are gone. You know? Right. And that's a different right. kind of pain when somebody prioritizes
a relationship over you.
Yeah. A year long relationship. And granted, I know that Kyle and Lindsay are a different case because they've known each other forever, yada yada. But everyone had to have known that was going to happen with Danielle. Like, The three of you were best friends and you two are now together and it's going to change the dynamic. So I don't know, dude. I just cannot stand watching Lindsay and Carl on screen anymore. I can't stand it. Like, oh, we went on a nature walk. Oh my God. And babe, shut up.
I know. Fucking annoying.
Why is Carl never hanging out with the guys? Why is Carl never just drinking a beer with Kyle outside by the pool? Like,
well, because he's sober.
Well, you know what I mean, though? Like, why are they just not kicking it? And why are you attached to Lindsay's hip? It's like he can't go anywhere unless she's there to watch him.
Yes. Yes. And
it's creepy as fuck, dude.
I don't know. That's not a relationship that I would want. That's not, like, I think it's so important. We even went out. So we went out on Friday night with our friend Erin, and she was even talking about that, like, I want a relationship where, like you guys, where you can still have your own personal life and hang out with your friends and you're not so attached to your husband or boyfriend that you can't leave their side.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you still have a life outside of your relationship. And I think that that's so fucking important. And it's obviously something that they don't have.
It's lost on many people. I will say that. Like, it is that concept. When there is insecurity in the relationship, when there's not trust in the relationship or whatever, like, it takes both people being secure and respectful in order for that kind of thing to happen, though. You know what I mean? For you to be able to go out and enjoy yourself and not worry about somebody checking your social media or asking your friends if you're really with them. Like, that kind of shit is draining. So I just feel like Lindsay is not a chill chick. I feel like if Carl does go out, it's probably not fun for him because she makes it not fun so that he'll come home and be with her. You know what I mean?
Right. No, so. I 1,000%. 1,000%. That whole relationship is very odd and I think it's super toxic.
Yep.
I can't imagine it lasting forever.
I'm shocked they're engaged.
I'm shocked that they're still together.
Yes. And everyone, like, the Bravo universe is obsessed with them. And I'm like, I find it disgusting.
I'm not at all.
I would have rather.
I'm not even the slightest bit obsessed.
No. I think that Kyle or Carl could have been a really good guy with a different girl. But
I agree. I think he allows her toxicity to, like, bleed into him. And I think it's sad.
Sure. Because he's sober and whatever else, like. Maybe he thinks, I don't know. But I think it's sad.
Yeah, it's a weird dynamic for sure, to say the very least.
I don't know if there's anything else to cover.
I don't know.
We've been talking for a while. Let me see if I have anything saved in my notes. Like sometimes I'll save a TikTok or whatever.
Did you watch? I haven't yet, so I need an update. Have you? You said that you watched the Miami reunion.
Yes, I watched the Miami reunion. I just want to say, Alexia is a Teresa Giudice of Miami. She is.
And I kind of thought that for a while.
And that's why they're good friends, dude, honestly. It's because they have the same mentality. But I'm starting to have a hard time watching Alexia. And I hope it doesn't, like, deter me from the show the way that Teresa has. But she's just, like, she's just a bitch. And she does not care who she hurt. She will not apologize. She will not take ownership. She will not. I don't know. Her and Larsa. Larsa was a bitch on the reunion, too.
Was she?
Yes. So on one side of the couch, it's Nicole. Nicole, Julia, Adriana and Marisol come in like 30 minutes into the episode. So they're not even there from the start. Stupid.
Oh, they like friend of them.
Uh-huh. So the original setup is Nicole, Julia, Gertie. Then on the other side, it's Lisa, Larsa, Alexia. And then eventually Marisol goes and sits next to Alexia and Adriana goes and sits next to Julia. Okay. So it's literally like Mean Girls versus the Good Girls, which is what they always do. And I get that. But Larsa is just nasty to Nicole. She's just fucking nasty.
Yeah. And what is the real reason for that?
Well, she's just, I think she just will never get over the fact that she did not invite her to her housewarming or whatever the fuck that original party was that Larsa wasn't invited to because Nicole didn't know her. And Larsa cannot let it go. She cannot let it go. So she was getting, Andy was asking Nicole about her dad and where they stand now. And did you see the therapy?
Yeah, that was really sweet.
It was very sweet. And so, Andy's like, have you ever gotten an I'm sorry? And then she's like, no, I still haven't gotten it. And Larsa and Alexia are like, so what? That's your dad. You don't need an I'm sorry. The tears during the therapy appointment were enough. Like, you need to just accept your dad for who he is and move on. That is not your business. That is not your business. Can you imagine somebody saying that to you? Like,
absolutely. I would pop off.
You have no idea what my childhood was like.
That is such a fucking toxic thought process. Like, that is, I fucking hate that. Like, you are allowed to not connect with your parents. If a parent disconnected from you because you were toxic, it'd be like, good for you. You need to do something for yourself. But because a child is disconnecting from a parent, it's a bad thing. I don't think so.
No. I agree with you. I totally agree. And that really bothered me. And the two of them were really ganging up on her about it. And eventually she just is in tears because it's like, why does she have to defend her choice and how she decides to handle her toxic father?
No, fuck that on every level.
So that really bothered me, especially with, I know Alexia is nasty and she thinks that she's holier than thou and her opinion is gold. But Larsa, shut the fuck up, dude. Shut up. Your ass is not real. She went to bat again for her non-BBL butt. Like, because Andy asked Adriana, why did you invite Larsa to your butt appointment? Like, you knew that what that was going to do. And Adriana goes, I was giving her a chance to own it. Like, own the fact that you've had one. And then Larsa's like,
right, like, I don't know why it's such a big deal.
Well, Larsa goes, own what? And she's like, and Andy's like, you still stand by the fact that that's your butt? And she goes, yeah. And then they show a clip from like season one when she's like this big and has no curves at all. No ass.
She's like a board.
And she's like, well, yeah, I look different then because I put on some weight and like I got curves. I'm like, shut the fuck up, dude. Your face just looks like that too. Like your face just happens to be frozen too. That's just what happens. Shut the fuck up.
Just happen to look fucking 20 years younger than you did 20 years ago.
Yeah, I just can't. I cannot stand Larsa. I cannot stand her.
She's too fake.
She's such too fake. She's bitchy. the shit she says about Nicole, like, leave her business alone, leave her career alone, leave her man alone. Shut up.
Yeah. Anyways, I don't agree with it.
Then Gertie and Alexia get into it. And I guess Gertie's thing is, like, she was offended when Alexia said that Marisol's bachelorette party was better than Gertie's charity event. And Gertie's like, my problem is you cannot compare the two. Like, it was just rude to say. Like, that was it's a very personal thing to me why I have a charity and what it's about. And for you to compare it to a bachelorette party. And she's like, I was just saying the aesthetics were better. And it's like, why do you say anything at all? Why? You just have to put people down. You just have to make sure she stays a notch lower than you, Alexia, because you are holier than thou. Like, shut up. Anyways, so that, and then Julia talked.
So annoying.
Yeah, Julia talked about Martina's diagnosis, which was super sad. And
that is, it's terrible.
And you know what? I really appreciate that Julia said, she said, maybe this was at the end of the last episode. And she was, you know, how they do the quick recap.
Yeah.
She said, something resonated with me. She said, I was thinking that I didn't, or she said, I was understanding being an empty nester as something different. And she's like, I'm not an empty nester. I still have my girls. And she's like, and the more that I let them have their space, the more they need me. And at the end of the day, I realized that's all I want is to be needed. And I was like, oh, that's powerful. Like, as a mom. Yeah.
That was the end of the episode. I saw that.
Yeah. That was, as a mom, that's a powerful sentiment of like, it's not that I need another baby to feel whole. It's that I want the kids that are now too grown to live with me to still need me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was interesting. Somebody else had a really good end of season quote, but I can't remember who it was. Anyways, Lisa has a boyfriend.
Good for her.
A CEO, kind of dweeby tech guy, but he's there in the green room with her and she seems happy. Oh, wow. And yeah, so I don't know. It's kind of interesting, but yeah, so they touched on her and you know, it's the same old thing she says about Lenny. She hosted that fucking Halloween party with him. Did you see that? Oh yeah, you saw it in the episode.
So stupid.
So
why
she was
would
asked,
ever fucking do that?
I don't know. So she was asked about that and she said that like she was, you know, pushed into it. And then Andy goes, you still buy his groceries? And she says, yes, like order groceries for him. And everyone's like, what the fuck? Why? And she's like, well, because I know what everyone likes. I know what the kids like. And da 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 da. So there's still some like weird lingering things, obviously. And she said that they haven't even seen a judge yet, that it's going to take forever and a day to get divorced. And Andy goes, yeah, because I assume that you're not going to go down easy. Like, it's going to be a fight. She said, absolutely. And everyone's like, as she should.
Yeah, because Lenny's going to do everything he can to not have to pay a dime.
Right. And to make sure that she comes out looking stupid.
Yeah.
And so that happened. There was more, obviously, that you can watch. But at the end of the episode, Alexia is talking to Lisa. And I forget what the direct comment was, like why she was talking to Lisa.
Uh-huh.
Something about confidence or how to hold yourself or something like that. And Alexia looks at Lisa and goes, don't you think if you were able to hold yourself the way that I do, you wouldn't have been dealing with the shit you were dealing with Lenny? It was like along those lines.
What?
Mm-hmm. And basically, I might have,
like, Lenny wouldn't cheat on you if you were more confident.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't you think if you had treated the situation differently, it would have been different? And da da da. And Lisa just like stares at her. She's like, what? And everyone's like, you cannot say that. Do not say that to her. And then it ends until next week.
What the fuck?
But that's what I mean. It's like, why with the comment? You want to crucify Adriana, which you should. For her comment about Frankie. She deserved that. Her comment about Marisol's boyfriend. Is it annoying? Is it rude? Yes. Is Adriana stupid and doesn't think? Yes. Yeah. You crucify her for that. But you can say whatever the fuck you want to everyone else. You don't have to apologize. You don't have to own it. Oh, and then Adriana brought receipts of text messages between her and Alexia years ago. Where Alexia is trying to hook up Adriana with someone. And Adriana goes, isn't he married though? And then Alexia says, well, they haven't been good for a while. So Alexia tried to hook her up with a married man. And Adriana says no. But then she wants to rip her to shreds all season for a guy that wasn't even married. But Alexia's narrative said was married. And so then Andy's like,
oh my God.
Andy's like, hello. Like, what are you doing? And Alexia's like, no. That is different. You know, won't even own it. And that's just like, that's my thing with her and Teresa Giudice. They cannot own their shit.
Which is so fucking irritating. And like, I'm so you're sick of watching it.
I'm so sick of watching it. So
yeah.
Anyways.
I'm getting more and more over Jersey as a whole. They used to be like one of my favorites, but I'm just getting more and more over it as a whole. Like, I can't deal with Teresa. One of the new girls, Danielle, the blonde one, she really just irritates the fuck out of me. Because I think she's just an opportunist. Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't vibe with her. Uh-huh. And then we kind of talked about this when I was at your house. I'm starting to really not believe Melissa and Joe and their storyline.
Same. And it's starting to, I feel like the cracks are starting to be exposed.
Yeah. I'm starting to think that, like, maybe Melissa is cheating on Joe, or maybe Joe is not as faithful, or like, I don't know that they're as committed as they see. And I don't know that Teresa's stories are necessarily 100% wrong.
Yeah. I think that they're hiding some serious secrets. Yeah. I really do. And that's why their storyline has always been Teresa and has never been them, except for when Melissa decided to become a pop star. And so I'm starting to see the cracks. I'm starting to I think her facade is falling. I think his facade is falling. I think, yes. Do I think that Teresa treats them poorly? Absolutely.
Oh yeah.
Teresa treats a lot of people poorly. She's just kind of a selfish bitch. And if you don't fall into her narrative, she has no need for you. You can wait over there while I create this storybook, you know, life for myself. But at what point are you going to accept that your sister is like this?
Right.
Accept it. Let it go. You should have gotten over yourself. And when she eventually was going to ask you to walk her down the aisle, you should have just put your shit aside and done it for your parents. When, you know, she didn't have Melissa in the wedding and then she changed her mind. I get why Melissa said no. I'm just saying, I think that they're just as petty.
Yeah, I don't think either side knows how to just fucking suck it up and be the bigger person.
Nobody will.
No,
they both dig their feet into the ground, get people around them that support their narrative. And I see through the entire family now.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm over it.
I agree.
I don't want to watch you anymore. So I haven't watched it. I love the younger new girl. What's her name? With the long black hair.
Yeah. Rachel.
Rachel. I love her. She pops up on my TikTok a lot. She does really cute, like little cutesy stuff.
I do like her a lot.
I like her, but I can't watch everyone just to watch her and like Margaret. I'm sick of everyone else. Jen Eden is a disgusting, vile human.
Yeah.
I'm just over it. I just
wish producers
move away from being nasty to women. Move away from it.
I can't watch a whole hour to watch, like you said, Margaret, Rachel, and Jen Fessler.
Right. Jen Fessler's hilarious though.
I fucking love her. So anyways. All right, guys, that's our roundup for the week. I know this was a long one, but that's okay. We had a lot of shit to say.
Damn, we sure did.
Thanks for joining us for another episode. Always, we're on Relatable Reality Podcast on Instagram and iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Podcast app. Also, we have our, what is it, LinkedIn? We have our LinkedIn.
On our Instagram.
On our Instagram, we have
not LinkedIn. Linktree.
Linktree. God,
I'm so stupid. We're so old.
we have our link tree. You can find our episodes there. It links directly to our episode pages. And then our Amazon finds, all of our fun little Amazon finds. Thanks, guys, for joining us. Have a great week.
Bye.